O tira e tātou mā, ko hau tēnei ko Peter Lucas e mihi atu nei kia koutou e whakarongo mai rā. Kei runga i te waia kōrero ko tētahi tohunga rongo nui i roto i te mahi toi. Aotearoa putanoa ki te ao whānui tōna ingoa ko Lemmy Bonifacio. No roto mai o te moana nui a kiwa ka huri atu au ki te whakatau i aia. Lemmy, tēnā koe i tēnei rā. How are you?
Tāua for Peter Lucas. I'm good, thank you.
Lemmy, as a Samoan artist from Aotearoa, you've made some major contributions to art, not only here in Aotearoa, not only in the Pacific, but throughout the world. Tell us a little about that.
I think to be part of the international scene is very important because for me, I go there to be part of the conversation, to sit in the same table as the gods of Europe or America who are deciding who we are. And so I think it's very important to be part of that conversation. We can't just be isolated in New Zealand because the world is not just a tiny island in the Pacific, but the whole planet.
What do you think our contribution as people from Aotearoa should be internationally?
I think we have to report the world as we find it. You know, for me, the search, the development of art is really a development of one's autonomy. And that's what brought me to art in the first place. You know, I was always asking the question, what is my dance or what is my theater or what is my art? Who am I? So these kind of questions we have to constantly ask to keep ourselves fresh and not be controlled by the visions of others.
The colonization of the Pacific has had its own impact on Māori and Pacific art. When we consider our future as Māori and Pacific people, what are some of the things we should be considering as inspiration in the development of Māori and Pacific art forms?
Well, I think it's important in our culture. You know, it starts with te reo. I think te reo is the voice of our forefathers, is their breath, is the voice of the culture, of the land, of your whānau, of your community. It's a, like I said, it's a demonstration of your sovereignty. Te reo is resistance. And so it's very important that this development of theatre, of dance even, that is connected to our own cultural ceremonies, our own rituals, our own ways of doing things, because it develops a different way of looking at the world. Otherwise, we keep repeating Shakespeare over and over and over with no relevance to our parents.
For many years, our people went to school and that's all they learnt was Shakespeare in lieu of our own history and, of course, the cultural legacies of our forefathers. When we develop contemporary art forms as we speak, what is your most significant inspiration?
The inspiration? I don't think so much in terms of inspiration. I think in a very practical way, you know. I think in terms of how can I transform something. So I think of art as a second chance. It's like when you find an old chair in the rubbish dump and you remake it up and turn it into a beautiful sculpture, and then the whole thing has a whole new life and meaning. So it's like that. And I work with mostly young people who have never been to these art schools or theater schools. Some never been to school. And to create, it's a way of having them being present, acknowledge who they are, you know. And so in that process, it's about the transformation of the quality of how they look at the world, how they feel about the world. And I think that's really important, because if we don't improve the quality of how we look and see and hear the world, then we are all part of that distraction culture.
It's the 175th year since the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi. We've seen the disruption that Western colonization has caused here in Aotearoa. But in the face of that, there is opportunity for us to have a major contribution to the growth of our Māori and Pacific arts, not only here in Aotearoa, but throughout the world. What do you think some of those opportunities are, Lemmy?
Remember that colonization is not ancient history. It's something that's happening right now. So it hasn't stopped. And so we have to look at, we have to be more creative than ever before, because the image of the colonizers or of those who are trying to control us must never be the image of art, because art is not like that. It's a very open, an open consciousness, if you like. So I think the opportunities for art, it's really, I don't look at as some kind of a job or where you can go somewhere and make your performance. It's about how we can look at ourselves and try and to ask those questions ourselves. You know, we don't, what does it mean to be Maori? What does it mean to be Samoan? Or what's it mean to be Pākehā? You know, this is what art, the opportunity art provides.
Mau has provided opportunity for so many Māori and Pacific dancers, actors and people of the stage to take to the stage. And that's one of the things I observed watching I Am, to see so many people on the stage that looked like me.
I think to transform the community or the country, we need to hear from those we haven't heard from. And so that's the first thing I think about. So when I go around the world and make the work with my team, we stop at different communities, whether it's Mapuche or Gypsies or Bulgarians, immigrants in Berlin. You know, it's that desire that we need to hear from the other people, you know, because that's how the world is. I mean, in New Zealand, we need to hear from the people. This whole new culture is coming into our country. So I think we need to hear from them. We need to hear from the Indians and the Turkish. Those are the guys who are running the dairies now and the post office and the gas station. We need to engage. So I look very much at art as a form of, you know, engagement, or rather than try and profit from something.
Through allowing people to have a voice, people can speak their truth. And in closing, Lemmy, what are your hopes and aspirations for Māori and Pacific youth in terms of using art as a voice?
Sometimes it's a very personal journey, but it's how I am. It's how I chose to live my life. What I say to young people, I think, is to go look for their truth, you know. When they go to school, they need to take subjects that they are passionate about, not subjects that their parents or the system tell them to take. Because, you know, you'll be up all night practicing your guitar if that's something that you're passionate about. I think young people need to be radicalized with passion to live the life, you know, because art is about how to get the most out of life. You know, art is to create a whole new life, saying that I'm not happy with how the world is. I'm going to create a whole new world. So it's a very encouraging, it's a very courage-making, arts-making. And it's very, very practical.
Lemmy, I'd like to thank you for speaking to Radio Te Hiku today and offering us the opportunity to hear your thoughts on those things that we talked about. Thank you very much, Lemmy.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
O te rā e tātou mā, koe a rā ko te reo kōrero a Lemmy Ponifasio, ko hau tēnei ko Peter Lucas, ka mutu ka mihi kia aia, ka mihi kia koutou ko hono mai ki tēnei reo irirangi o tātou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.